Support for Blues Vox comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Many Egyptians are protesting in the streets today, outraged at their Islamist leader Mohamed Morsi was forced out in Wednesday's military coup. There was a rally near where the head of the Muslim Brotherhood was speaking to supporters. He told them to answer the recent anti-Morsi demonstrations by also showing heavy support for the toppled president. NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson says there's still a lot of uncertainty about what comes next in the political process.
But at the moment, it's flipped, and it's just really hard to say what's going to happen. Certainly, the armed forces are giving no indication that they're going to back down in their approach here to having new elections, to having a more jointly representative government in which the Muslim Brotherhood does not wield power.
That's NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson speaking to us just moments ago from Cairo. Now turning to the U.S. economy, the latest unemployment numbers out today, and they show stronger hiring than analysts had predicted, and a steady unemployment rate as more people enter the labor market. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that U.S. employers added 195,000 jobs in June.
Even though the latest number of jobs created has increased, the nation's unemployment rate remained unchanged. Economist Hugh Johnson says that's somewhat of a disappointment.
Most of us had expected a decline in the unemployment rate from 7.6 to 7.5%. It's not a bad number. It's a fairly good number, but it's certainly not generally in line with expectations.
Johnson predicts employers will continue to add jobs to payrolls in the coming months and might top 200,000 a month. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Divided over how to handle claims of U.S. spying on them, European Union governments have reached a compromise agreement to open talks with Washington about the allegations. Terry Schultz reports a series of discussions on foreign surveillance practices will kick off alongside crucial trade talks next week.
Though concerned Washington may already be aware of European negotiating positions thanks to the alleged surveillance, EU leaders decided a day ago to go ahead with high-stakes free trade talks scheduled for Monday. They had more trouble striking this agreement to accept the Obama administration's offer to hold parallel discussions on electronic surveillance. But European Commission President José Manuel Barroso says this clarification is essential.
To reinforce the confidence that is necessary to pursue very ambitious agreements.
Meanwhile, the newspaper Le Monde reports the French government operates a massive surveillance program similar to the American one it has harshly criticized. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 83 points at 15,072. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Vatican will declare two of the 20th century's most prominent pontiff saints. Pope Francis approved Pope John Paul II after attributing another miracle to him. And Vatican rules were waived for Pope John XXIII, who was not confirmed to be linked to a second miracle. In Sanford, Florida, the prosecution is expected to rest its case against George Zimmerman, charged in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. NPR's Greg Allen reports Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton, has testified screams for help heard on a 911 recording came from the teenager.
Prosecutors played for Fulton a recording the court had already heard several times before, a 911 call made the night of the shooting in which a voice is heard repeatedly calling for help, and then there's a gunshot. Assistant State Attorney Bernie Della Rionda then asked Fulton an important question.
Ma'am, that screaming or yelling, do you recognize that?
Yes.
And who do you recognize that to be, ma'am?
Trayvon Benjamin Martin.
Trayvon Martin's brother, Javaris Fulton, also testified, saying he was unsure at first whose voice was screaming for help, but that he's sure now it was his brother. George Zimmerman claims it was him screaming for help. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Transit workers in the San Francisco Bay Area are back to work this afternoon following a four-day strike, but they still don't have a new contract in hand. Unions and officials with the Bay Area Rapid Transit Service have agreed to extend a labor contract for a month while they continue to negotiate. U.S. stocks are trading higher. Dow's up 77. It's at 15,066. NASDAQ up 18 at 3461. S&P 500 up 9 at 1624. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from America's Natural Gas. Learn how Los Angeles reduced emissions for its entire bus fleet by switching to natural gas. Thinkaboutit.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You're tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Stay tuned. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. Back now to 1961 and music from the Crescent City legend Earl King.
Telephone's quiet, no calls tonight. The house is empty, not a soul inside. Stray dogs come around, but they don't stay long. Even they know nothing's going on. Nobody here but me. Back to normal. She took me up so high. We were sipping champagne, cold and dry. Now here I am, all alone, drinking flat beer. TV's on, but the color's gone.
My confidence was so unreal. You have to be a fool to know how I feel. I went for the honey, but I just got stung. Now I'm right back where I started from. Back to normal, licking my wounds. Back to normal, singing the same old tune.
Called him the Tan Canary, Johnny Adams from New Orleans, the late Johnny Adams from 1993. Adams with Back to Normal from a disc called Good Morning Heartache. Johnny Adams with some great musicians backing him up, including on that track Walter Wolfman Washington on guitar, David Torkanowski on keys, James Singleton on bass, and Johnny Vidakovich on drums, one of the finest rhythm sections you'd find. And before we heard Johnny Adams, we heard another New Orleanian, the late Earl King. We heard Earl King from a disc called Street Parade doing Mama and Papa tune. He first recorded that one in 61. His recording career began in 1953. He was very much an architect of classic post-World War II New Orleans rhythm and blues. And we're going to turn to someone else from New Orleans that definitely helped put the city on the map musically after World War II, starting recording in the late 40s. We're talking about Henry Rowland Byrd, Professor Longhair, from what some say is his best album, Rock and Roll Gumbo, recorded in Bogalusa back in 1974. Here's Fess on keys and vocals with Hey Now Baby. Thank you.
followed you all over town. You went around telling people, baby, that I was your clown. Why, darling, tell me why they died. You told everybody, baby, that I was your. Morning, honey, your clothes didn't fit you right. Did they get? Oh, whoop it all the time. That sound like ice cream and pie. Custard out there.
recorded live at Tipitina's in New Orleans back in May of 1989. That was James Thunderbird Davis with Next Time You See Me. Davis was originally from Alabama. He was discovered in the 1950s by Guitar Slim, and he opened for Slim during the last few years of Slim's life. He toured with him and opened for him. And James Thunderbird Davis died while performing on stage in St. Paul, Minnesota back in January of 1991. Before we heard James Thunderbird Davis, we heard Professor Longhair here on KRVS. We heard Fess from the Rock and Roll Gumbo album recorded back in 1974. Fess doing one of his classics, Hey Now Baby. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
We have new blues next from a group calling themselves the Grand Marquis. Their new disc is called Blues in Trouble. From that disc, here is the title track.
So got to leave you, baby. Please don't feel no grudge. Yes, I gotta leave you, baby. Please don't feel no grudge. Go on and be down with the game. Let your conscience be your judge. Wasn't bringing home no money. It's not worth the misery I went through. You wasn't bringing home no money. It wasn't worth the misery I went through. Well, the game ain't played like that. Baby, you know it as well as I do. Fresh bankroll. Well, I ain't gonna leave you with nothing but your poor, weak mind, body, and soul. Now I know I gotta leave you. No, you treated me like a rat. Yes, I know I gotta leave you. You know you treated me like a rat. Now, if you say I'm mistreating you, baby, woman, I'm guilty of that.
From 1958, that was Jimmy Witherspoon on vocals, Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, a number called Sweets Blues. Harry Edison, of course, played for years with the Count Basie Orchestra, really wonderful jazz musician, great with blues also. Jimmy Witherspoon had joined Jay McShann's band back in 1944, replacing Walter Brown, and that was a big, big career move for Jimmy Witherspoon, and he had a big hit in, I think it was 49, with the old Bessie Smith classic, what was that, Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do, Jimmy Witherspoon. Before hearing Witherspoon, we heard the Grand Marquis from a brand new disc called Blues and Troubles. They did the title track to that disc. And next year on KRVS, back now to 1951, and music from one of the architects of Jump Blues, and also electric guitar. We're talking about T-Bone Walker.
keep on teasing me. Tell me what's the reason you keep on teasing me. You said that you don't want me, but you just won't let me be. Tell me what's the reason you do the things you do. Tell me what's the reason you do the things you do. You're breaking my aching heart till it pains me through and through. In the morning, feeling kind of good, hoping that my baby will do the thing she should. I'll take you in my arms and hold you nice and tight, but all you want to do is start another fight. Tell me what's the reason you keep on teasing me. Say that you don't love me, and please just set me free.
In the morning, get on that highway out of town. I'm gonna get up in the morning, take that highway out of town. I'm heading south on 57. Now you know I'm Memphis bound. Anything for me. I got a girl on Beale Street. She'll do most anything for me. She's a kind-hearted woman, just as sweet as she can be. Caress has turned me on.
my baby. Her sweet caresses really turn me on. Yes, her sweet loving keeps me going till the break of dawn.
Lloyd McDaniel on guitar and vocals, actually also Steve Freund on lead guitar, from a disc called Let Your Hair Down. That disc was recorded back in 1994. Lloyd McDaniel with Beale Street Baby years and years ago, back in the 40s and early 50s. He was with the Four Blazers, also with the Ink Spots. Had a great history in blues, as did T-Bone Walker, whom we heard before hearing Lloyd McDaniel. We heard T-Bone Walker from 1951 doing Tell Me What's the Reason. He was one of the first people to use an electric guitar on stage and ended up being a pioneer both in classic jump blues and also in rock and roll. His career really didn't survive rock and roll in a way, but a lot of people copied his style, both blues and rock artists. Chuck Berry definitely comes to mind. We're going to turn over to B.B. King. B.B. King also showed some T-Bone Walker influence back in the early to mid-1950s. We're going to move on up, though, to 1967. Here's B.B. King with Paying the Cost.
You act like you don't wanna listen when I'm talking to you. You think you oughta do, baby, anything you wanna do. You must be crazy, baby. You just gotta be out of your mind. As long as I'm paying the bill, woman, I'm paying the cost to be the boss. I'll drink if I wanna and play a little poker too. Don't you say nothing to me, as long as I'm taking care of you. As long as I'm working, baby, and paying all the bills, I don't want no mouth from you about the way I'm supposed to live. You must be crazy, woman. Just gotta be out of your mind. As long as I'm putting the bill and paying the cost to be the boss. Got me, you act like you ashamed. You don't act like my woman, you're just using my name. I tell you, I'm gonna have all the money, and I don't want no back talk. Cause if you don't like the way I'm doing, just pick up your things and walk. You gotta be crazy, baby. Oh, you must be out of your mind. As long as I'm paying the bill, I'm paying the cost to be the boss.
Times have you been lied to? I think about all them times that your so-called friends walked out on you, left you. How about all them folks with all them hard luck stories that want you to pay their freight? I got a little something I want to tell you this evening, and I think it's gonna put you straight.
Let me give you some good
price.
San Jose, California. That was Chris Kane from his disc Somewhere Along the Way, Don't Let the Same Dog Bite You Twice. Really fine blues and jazz guitarist and a good vocalist. Before hearing Chris Kane, we heard B.B. King. We heard B.B. King from 1967 doing Paying the Cost to Be the Boss, one of his standards, B.B. King. And we have music next here on KRVS from Toni Lynn Washington from her disc Been So Long. Here she is with I Don't Want Nobody to Have My Love But You.
For you, I want the whole world to know that I only have eyes for you. 'Cause I don't want nobody to have my love but you. Instead of home with my baby, I'm strolling down the avenue. I should be home with my baby. I'm strolling down the avenue. But when my love comes down, I come running right back to you. I comes to you, baby, I'm just a natural goof. Cause I don't want nobody to have my love but you. Some women like the first man that passes by. Some like a man for the twinkle in his eye. Some like a man cause he's nice and kind. I love you, baby, cause you're mine, all mine. Oh, yeah. I only have eyes for you. Oh, yeah. I only have eyes for you.
Oh,
River Hip Mama. That was Charlie Musselwhite from his disc Ace of Harps. Charlie on vocals and blues harp, and he was preceded by Tony Lynn Washington. We heard Tony Lynn from her disc Been So Long. She did a number called I Don't Want Nobody to Have My Love But You.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raul Bro. Would like to thank you for tuning in. Also, like to invite you to stay tuned. Music coming up at 1 o'clock from American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. And that is followed at 3 p.m. by Roger Cash and his program Freetown Radio. Programming here on KRVS is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you and also a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we are member-supported, as mentioned. If you'd like to help us continue these types of locally produced programming, you can do so by pledging your financial support securely online at krvs.org, and also check out some of the features on the website. You can download podcasts of various programs and also check out playlists and just all sorts of good things. We're going to turn to Eric Lindell from his disc West County Drifter. Here is Eric with a number called Circle Boogaloo. This will take us up to the top of the hour and American Roots. Have a great weekend. See you next Friday.